104.5 The Zone. Welcome back. This is the Wake Up Zone at 8:48. It's time for Take 3, which is powered by LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save. It's that easy. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com and start your search. Let's start Take 3.
Now, the Wake Up Zone breaks down the issues from across the world of sports. This is Take 3.
All righty, 8:48 and Take 3. I assembled the questions. I throw them out here for these guys. Yeah, I put one on here about surprise with no primetime games for the Titans other than the traditional Thursday nighter with Jacksonville. We've already kind of covered that one, so you want to kind of move on to Take 2?
Yeah, it's Take 2. I got a little perturbed about that anyway.
All right.
No respect.
Our next question.
Right. Unless you got a bonus that makes it back to Take 3.
Well, I've added a bonus question.
Oh, right.
So we're going to have that. Yeah, we're in
this
great
is
shape.
Take 1.
Yeah, okay. Take 2 is going to move up to Take 1. I'm assuming that none of us want to see the Robert Kraft video. Is that a safe assumption?
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. I hate stuff like that.
What? I want to see it.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
What are you looking for here?
I'm not looking for anything. I just want
to smile. He's going to have in his face walking out of the building.
Because I met him when he played here. And so I was like, and then he had, remember I told you about the two young ladies he had? It was like three of them. I'm like, man, they look like they were like 25.
Okay.
So I want to see what's going on with the guy. Maybe he's not as cool as I think. Maybe, or he's cool.
You think he's corking his bat?
I don't want to know, man.
Yeah, man, we got to see this.
I
can't wait till TMZ puts this out here.
Just wondering.
Yeah, just wondering.
Well, I don't care to see it. I can only speak for me. Blaine, you can answer this or not. My question was going to be, what's your price for watching it? Like, if somebody said, I'll give you $200, would you watch it? I mean...
Yeah, I mean, I could be paid to watch it.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
Blaine will watch it for free. In fact,
you don't have to pay me. I just want to come in and talk about it on air.
No, I don't want to do that either.
You have to.
Oh. All right. I'm going to be off that day.
What does the tape include?
It will be BG.
Does the tape include him actually doing his business in the room? Or is it walking in and walking out?
I don't know. Whatever they're going to put on this video that apparently will be released or not released.
I'm not going to say what else.
I mean, I want to see if he goes incognito and not Richie incognito.
Yeah. What is the whole plot?
Yeah, when he walks out, is he wearing a sailor hat? I mean, you know, what's he doing here?
Wearing a smile, we assume. Yeah.
I was going to say.
It's National High Five Day. I wonder if he walked out and gave a high five.
Probably so. For a few hundred bucks, I might could be persuaded to watch.
Coach Fulmer, are you willing to see it, Coach?
I don't know. I'm not really into that sort of thing.
You're not multiple?
Well, you know, I could use the money to pay some buyouts. So, sure. Put me down for it. I'll do it.
All right, let's say you're a big hockey fan, a big NHL fan, and the Stanley Cup came to your place of work. And there's a whole superstition about whether or not you touch the cup. You know, if you're a player, I don't even want to look at the cup until I win it. But let's say, they brought the Stanley Cup to where you work. Would you touch it then?
No, I would adhere with the rules.
No.
I would. I have... You know what, Kevin?
Mark follows the rules.
That's, you know why? I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
Okay, be honest.
Because I've been there before.
Yeah.
All right? I've had my picture taken with the Stanley Cup.
Okay.
I know the rules of engagement. I do. And I think that's... And you know, I'm even more excited about meeting Phil Pritchard, who is the keeper of the cup. I assume he's coming with the cup, which is even cooler. Phil Pritchard is as famous... as the Stanley Cup, because he is, the guy who sort of takes care of it.
Make sure it doesn't end up at the bottom of the
screen. You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the guy with the white gloves,
But he touches the cup, right?
Yeah, yeah. He has to.
Oh, okay.
But I think he wears gloves.
It's Howie Barrow.
So if I wear gloves, I could touch the cup?
It's what?
Howie Barrow will be with the cup tomorrow.
Oh, not Phil?
No, it will not be. It'll be Howie Barrow with the cup tomorrow in studio, in which Kevin will attempt to eat Lucky Charms out of it.
Okay.
Without I'm not afraid of touching the cup. I don't care about any of that. I saw Sidney Crosby. He won when they won the Eastern Conference a few years ago. He grabbed that trophy and went straight back to the locker room.
And a few
weeks later, they were skating with a cup down here at Bridgestone Arena.
I'm gonna take a picture of me hugging the cup.
I'm the same way. I'm right there with
it. Until the Preds hoist it, I don't know if I want to touch it.
Man, we might be having suspensions being handed.
Terry Crisp, my good friend, is
got his name on there.
Has got his name on it three times.
Yep,
that's he tested three times.
National High Five Day. As we just found out within the last few minutes, it is National High Five Day.
Yeah.
So who do you give credit historically for inventing the high five? Is it Dusty Baker and Glenn Burke of the 1977 Los Angeles Dodgers? Or is it the Doctors of Dunk, the Louisville Cardinals of the late 70s, early 80s?
No question, Dusty Baker and Glenn Burke. Anybody who knows history, it's like who discovered America, okay? Is it Christopher Columbus, the mythical discoverer of America?
Or Bugs Bunny.
Or the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, it could be either one.
Yeah.
See, I always thought it was the Doctors of Dunk, man. Like Derek Smith and that crew, you know, they've been to the high five.
I have no idea.
No?
You really don't think it's Dusty and Glenn
Burke? I don't have any idea. Okay, it's Dusty Baker. I love Dusty Baker, actually. So I'll get, yeah, sure, it's Dusty Baker. But I got to think it probably would be those guys from the Dodgers because it was supposedly earlier when they did it. All right. Well, those are three very important questions that we got done on take three this morning. It's powered by LKQ. No, pick
Phil
your
Pritchard
part
tomorrow.
Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save. It's that easy. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com and start your search.
By the way, Kevin, because of our take three today, we have a very important phone call we need to take.
All right. Brad is on the line. Brad Willis, our program director. Good morning, Mr. Willis. What's going on?
Good morning. Leave it to Mark to be more excited about the keeper of the cup than the actual cup.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love the guy with the haircut. The reason that I'm calling is I want to go ahead and just put it out there. If there's one thing that you take away from your time with me, you guys have known me for a long time. There's one thing I want you to take away from this. It's this. Don't touch the cup. Plain and simple, we do not touch the cup. I mean, Schaefer, you know, he's a Pittsburgh guy. He's a Penguins fan. I guess his team already won the cup, so I guess he could touch the cup.
Oh, I'm used to touching the cup.
Oh,
but I'd say for all of us, you know, we are proud supporters of the Predators, and I'm going to go on the belief of until the Predators win the cup, we don't touch the cup.
Exactly.
I'm reversing what if I want to like try to reverse the hoax or
Lucky Charms?
Right, it hasn't been working for us.
You know how you reverse it?
Win the cup?
Not touching the cup.
So, Brad, is there a punishment if someone were to be sacrilegious and touch the cup?
No one's going to touch the cup. We're not going to touch the cup.
You're going to be put on radio waivers if you touch the cup.
You sound so serious, Brad.
Mark touch the handler. Shake his hand or pull his hair or whatever you want to do. But don't touch the cup.
Brad, have a good one, man.
Man, I can't wait to hug the cup.
That is our boss telling us not to touch the cup.
Wayne Bishop is serving a one-week suspension.
I'm about to tweet out a picture of me touching the cup. I have seen the cup and hugged the cup before.
Oh, you've already done that.
Yes, I have. This is not
so all this is your fault.
Forget who you're
Wayne Bishop
to.
Has been put on radio waivers and traded to a 75-watt station in Bellbuckle.
I had to go back through my archives and find it, but I definitely have.
Brad's serious, man. He might hand down some fines. Actually, he's not going to hand down fines. It's just not going to happen. Touching of the cup tomorrow.
That's what he said. That's absolutely.
That's it.
I actually have some photos of people skating with the cup at Bridgestone Arena.
Yeah, they test the cup.
From a couple years ago.
I touched the cup back in 1995 when I went to the Hockey Hall of Fame. Oh, yeah? In all seriousness.
That's cool. Yeah,
it's really cool.